There's a big project about to happen up in the northwest that has many elements to it, and it involves the banks of the River Foyle. I want to speak to Ralph Alwani, who is the project lead on the design of what they are doing. Ralph, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Ralph, time and again we hear about, sadly, tragedy with regards to the Foyle Bridge and people ending their lives by jumping to their deaths off the Foyle Bridge. This is linked into some form of suicide awareness and suicide prevention scheme, but there's more to it than that. But that is an element of it, isn't it?
Yeah, the project very much arrived from looking at health concerns with the River Foyle and looking at kind of how we can change the perception of the riverfront. But I think what's key here is to look at addressing issues of mental health and civic concern on the river. We have to look from a much broader and wider perspective. And for that here, it's about how can we reanimate and reuse public place. So this project has been worked on for the last 2.5 years now. One of the key things about it is it's community designed. So we've taken the thoughts and the ideas of people within the city, within the community, and people that use the riverfront. And they've asked us that they want places to go, things to do, and animation on the river. So although it has very much key health benefits, it's how do we create social benefits? How do we create general health and well-being, places where people can learn, connect, talk, and actively use their riverfront? It's about turning your back to the river as opposed to away from it.
So you're going to have like these river pods where there may be little small businesses or coffee outlets or whatever along the bank. And the Foyle Reeds, an 800-metre art installation. What are the Foyle Reeds?
So the Foyle Reeds are about creating kind of 12,000 man-made reeds, which comes from the idea of the real riverbed reeds that sit at St. Colin's Park and along the riverbanks. And it's about creating this interactive art installation. So it will create a shelter that people can enjoy walking along the pedestrian walkways of the Foyle Bridge. But what it does, which is more than that, is it creates a community landmark which changes with city events. So through the use of an app, people are actually going to be able to adopt one of these reeds and change the colour of the bridge. Now imagine doing that for a birthday or for New Year's Eve or even for a celebration of any sort. And what that is it interacts the community so that the landmark changes colour with the community, with the lives of the people, and with city events, really celebrating what the river can be about.
And is it aimed at making people generally feel better, but those who may have a mental challenge or may be in a dark place to think again? Or is there actually going to be a physical barrier going up where people won't be able to actually go off the side of the bridge?
The reeds will work as an effective barrier, yes, but it's about more than that. The trouble is if we don't change the mindset of what a place is used for, then we're not looking at how we change the perception of our public space. So it's about reimagining the bridge, and that's what celebration can do. And through using the app and changing the colours for city life events, that's how we get beyond just an effective barrier.
I know you have the MP with you as well, Ralph. I'm going to have a conversation with the Member of Parliament for the area, who is Alicia McCallion. And obviously it's going to take a significant input from a number of civic leaders to make all of this happen. Alicia McCallion, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It sounds like an excellent idea, and for someone who's back and forward across the Foyle Bridge occasion, I think it's going to look beautiful, and it's going to add to the general atmosphere of what is obviously a wonderful city. But how's it all going to be financed?
Well, we're currently looking at different models for financing. I'm sure your listeners will be aware that we're currently in discussions with the British government in relation to the potential citizen. This project features within our ask for that particular deal, so hopefully we'll see some funding through that. But what you have more importantly in terms of this project is complete buy-in from all of the stakeholders and indeed government departments here in the north. So the project promoters and others have been working very hard over the past 2.5 years to ensure that all of the stakeholders have been bought in. So the conversations continue, they happen regularly, and the government departments here in the north are also very much committed to this project.
So it's something that will go ahead whether we've an executive here or a functioning government here?
Well, again, Frank, ideally we would prefer to have a functioning executive. It would, of course, make it much easier when you're doing projects like this. But as I said, this project is going forward as a potential project in a city deal, and there are conversations with current permanent secretaries in the north in terms of the functions of health of the Department of Communities, for example. And of course, as Ralph has already said, this ultimately will land on the lap of tourism as well. All of those permanent secretaries, all of those departments, and indeed all of the political representatives here in the city and further afield are bought into this project, and we all ultimately want to see delivery of the project.
It obviously comes under a number of umbrellas, as you can, as you've said, and so we can easily imagine investment, tourism, cultural regeneration, making the entire city more vibrant. But probably the most important is addressing the health and well-being. And sadly, people do use that bridge to end their lives and have done that. It's a sad reflection on mental health issues in Northern Ireland in general. Do you really believe a project like this can improve the mental health of your community?
Absolutely, and as Ralph has already alluded to, this project is very much about reimagining that space and reclaiming that space. And as Ralph, again, has already alluded to, the project, whilst it does have significant health benefits, also crosses amongst many other boundaries. So it is a hugely significant project across the board. It's about re-imaging that space in partnership with the local council, who have their own plans for the riverfront. So it's a hugely exciting time for us here in the city.
And when would you expect us to be able to see the colours changing on the Foyle Bridge?
Well, we're very much at the stage of planning, so it will be going into planning over the next few weeks. There will obviously need to be public consultation around that, which will take its due course as well. But if you're going to ask me in real terms how long it will take to see the colour of the reeds, as you put it, I would say you're probably talking about 2 to 3 years.
And we've got the Foyle Bridge, which is going to be rejuvenated, the Peace Bridge, which of course is forever being spotlighted. What about the old boring blue Craigavon Bridge? Any plans for it?
Well, again, as I said, this is very much complementing the work of the local council here who are looking at that particular area in its totality. So, yes, there will be discussions around how we look at that, and there are currently ongoing conversations about the entire space on the riverbanks. But this project is a piece of the jigsaw, which, as I said, will complement the entirety of the plans that we have. And they are significant plans that we have to develop the entire riverfront.
Okay, thank you very much, Alicia McCallion, the MP for the area, Ralph Alwani, who's the project lead for the design. Very interesting to see what that finally looks like when it comes to pass. The Foyle Bubbles, a series of 40 riverside pods, and the Foyle Reeds, an 800-metre art installation, and there is a health and well-being element to it. Ralph and Alicia, thank you indeed. It's gone 10 to 11. Good morning. This is the U105 phone-in. It's Frank Mitchell here through until 12 o'clock. Now, Ken's got a point that he wants to make on the programme, and he's online too. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Frank. Just taking on from your previous guest and re-imaging, and this is a good news story on a really lovely day. I was at the Royal Horticultural Society's annual Britain in Bloom awards presentation, which was held in Belfast for the first time this year, and it was held in the Waterfront Conference Centre, and it was organised by the Northern Ireland Local Government Association in conjunction with Belfast City Council, who hosted the event. And Frank, I have to say they did it magnificently, and I would love everybody to know how proud we should be of the council's work there and with NILGA. We had over 500 people here from England, Scotland, Wales, and of course our own beloved Northern Ireland. And our entries, which were Castle Caulfield, Hillsborough, Ballymena, Derry and Belfast, all got gold, which is really the highest you can get in the various categories. It was a fabulous night, and I would love everybody to know just how proud I was of the place and how well those people have done. And I'm delighted to hear about the improvements in Derry, and really this fits in nicely with all the efforts that various people have made. The only wee disappointment I had was we had a wonderful warm welcome from the High Sheriff, but I thought on this occasion it would have been more fitting for our Lord Mayor to be there. And Mary Lou is always telling us about how they represent their party and represents all the people. And I just felt with so many other mayors there, it was disappointing. Our Lady Mayor couldn't be there. But it was a wonderful night, and I would heartily applaud the efforts of the City Council and Northern and Local Government Association for what they have done. And everybody left, and these people were coming from last Wednesday raving about the place, and they were saying how lovely it was. They were enjoying it, being to all our visitor centres, they've been to the Causeway, Derry, back and wherever, and in fact many of them are having unplanned stay-ons until the end of this week.
Sounds good to me. That's very positive, Ken, remarking on the Royal Horticultural Society Britain in Bloom Awards that were held here. There's lots happening that you never cross your radar. You know, it's the sort of thing that you probably weren't talking about over the weekend unless you were madly into Britain in Bloom. But maybe we should have been talking about it more, because Ken has described it eloquently there. Positivity oozing out of the man, but maybe not oozing out of Andrew, who's on this line. Good morning, Andrew. You're listening to our conversation with the MP and indeed the project lead with regards to the project on the foil. You don't think this is money very well spent?
Not really. Whenever you take it, we don't even have a main train line to our main airport. Our roads are a disgrace, and our health service is even worse. And we're talking about putting loads of money into a bridge.
Do you just see it as a bridge? You don't see it as bringing the foil side banks into the city, making it all embracing, making people feel that the foil is a place of warmth, of security, of just community, as opposed to a dark, raging river that sadly people end their lives in?
Yeah, but you take, Frank. We don't even have a railway service is not good right here. Our main airport, no railway service, as I said. Road, disgraceful. Health service, woeful. Like, you have to wait months for an appointment with your own doctor.
So you see it generally
I've been waiting 6 weeks for an appointment with my doctor.
Money wasted in your book, Andrew.
Yes, definitely. Put it into the roads and the rail service and the health.
Okay, there's the other side of the positivity. That is the negativity. We get it all here of a morning. 02890 333 105. 02890 333 105. Good morning to you. If you're just joining us, you can give us a call anytime, of course, for whatever's on your mind.